I have been thinking what themes I should share with you this morning at the end of the year service. And now I feel Okage-sama de, because of you, I am who I am, is the most appropriate for us this morning. Japanese often use this phrase, Okage-sama de. Even my daughter Maya uses this phrase when she feels a sense of gratitude in the midst of the English conversation. She suddenly uses Okage-sama de in the fluent Japanese. She came over to the United States at the age of two, so you know she heard the Japanese through ear, not, you know, like me. Whenever Japanese feel a sense of appreciation, they use this phrase, Okage-sama de, by which they acknowledge that I am who I am because of your generosity. I am who I am because of your help. I am who I am because of your kindness. I am who I am because of your encouragement. I am who I am because of your being with me. The Apostle Paul, as we read this morning, he was a man of Okage-sama de, because of his saying, by the grace of God, I am what I am. He's Okage-sama de, man. The spirit of Okage-sama de is so powerful to create human cardinal virtues, according to the words of the Apostle Paul read this morning. First of all, the spirit Okage-sama de generates humility, generates modesty, generates humbleness. He said, "For I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God, but by the grace of God, I am what I am." If you read the book of Acts, you may know how much he persecuted the Christians. He was doing an act of sheer madness. That is why he said, "I am fit to be called an apostle." But he confessed that, "By the grace of God, I am what I am." Surprisingly, his humbleness was further deepened. He sent this letter to the Corinthians in about AD 55, near the end of his 3 years ministry in Ephesus, during his third missionary journey. 5 years later, he was in the prison of Rome, and he wrote another letter to the Ephesians in about AD 60. In the chapter 3, Paul mentioned like this: "Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of boundless riches of Christ. In AD 55, he said, I am the least of the apostles. And 5 years later, he said, I am the least of all Christians. Not among the apostles, but among the all Christians. He was becoming more humble when he grew older. And about 4 years later, in AD 64, he wrote another letter to Timothy, giving encouragement and instruction to a young pastor, leader, Timothy. In chapter 1, he mentioned himself, the saying is sure and worthy of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. NIV translate as I am the worst, and another old translation like King James, it said, I am the chief of sinners. Notice a great thing of Paul, that the more he was becoming older, the more he was becoming humble. That is great. Toshi Okamoto, Mrs. Okamoto here this morning. We are missing him. He is now with the Lord. And I often had an interesting conversation with him. He said to me, Reverend Hiro, I am the chief of sinners. He often said to me, I am the chief of sinners. I think, you know, he know the letter of Timothy. And I said to him, no, Tosh, you are saint. In Christ, you are saint. I do not say so. Paul, the Apostle Paul said so. You are saint in Christ. But he was listening, insisting he was a chief of sinners. I imagine now that he was attaining to his matureness, that Tosh keenly sensed the spirit of Okage Samade. That made him humble, as the Apostle Paul was to be humbled by Okage Samade. All right, the spirit of Okage Samade generate humbleness. Secondly, the spirit of Okage Samade produces thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, the sense of gratitude. We cannot find any words thanksgiving in the text this morning, but the text itself sounds his spirit of thanksgiving. You may have good memories. You have never forget that someone really helped you. Let me share with you my experience. When I was a pastor of Japanese American United Church in Manhattan, New York, United Methodist Church and RCA, Reform Church in America, both church affiliated. When I was a pastor of JAUC, I ministered for one lady who just lost her husband. And I officiated his memorial service. I do not remember it in detail, but his wife never forgot what I did for her. Several years passed, and I met her in Seattle. Again, she moved to Seattle from the east, like me, and again she thanked me so much for the memorial service of her husband. And she strongly expressed, "Reverend, because of you, I am who I am." Sometimes we see each other at certain occasions in Seattle, this area. She has regularly come to our church event like a bazaar. Every time I saw her, she has mentioned about the memorial service again. And she said, "Because of you, I am who I am." Not only say so, she literally proclaimed this story to the people. And about 25 years passed since the memorial service was held. 25 years already passed. But she still thanks me with the spirit of Okage-sama and share it with others. Once I said to her, "Please do not mention anymore. You have thanked me enough." But it didn't work. She continued to thank me and to share it with others. In her presence, I, hero, has been becoming like a hero. I am embarrassed by her too much thanksgiving. I think her heart has been filled with the spirit of Okage-sama because of your kindness, because of your ministry. I am who I am. Thanksgiving produced by the spirit of Okage-sama is so powerful. Furthermore, to produce other thanksgiving, transforming even community. Let me share one person, thankful person, transforming a community whom I met in Manhattan, New York. One day, I received a telephone call from an unknown person, Mr. Lawrence Kern. He was a Yale University graduate and so brilliant. "Something important thing is lacking in their family." After many hours of thinking and effort, they decided to call me, called Japanese American United Church in Manhattan. I welcomed them, and they visited us. I shared with them Christ and his good news. His wife already had faith in Roman Catholic Church. Lily's mind and heart has been widely opened and prepared to listen to my sharing of the Christian faith. As the Lord opened Lydia's heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul in Philippi, Macedonia, in the book of Acts, chapter 16. And he, you know, accepted Christ as his Lord and Savior. And committed his heart and life to Christ. He began to work as a new man, as Paul said, if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creature. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. He made remarkable progress in faith. And soon he became a leader of the church. He became even my sort of a co-worker for the kingdom of God. Besides, he was my helper when I was in difficulty. He was my friend. He was my counselor. He was my encourager. He was my fellow soldier. And in 1997, I left New York and came to here. But after I left, he still continued to lead and to bring up the congregation for Christ and his kingdom. But another trial was waiting for him. He got the serious sick, something hardening two lungs, Only solution was to have a transplant surgery of his lungs. So he waited for 2 years for a donor. And finally, he got new lungs through the transplant surgery. When I went to JAC to officiate my respected person, Lawrence, he deliberately came to see me from the hospital in Delaware to Manhattan. Pretty long drive. I noticed he was in full gratitude and thanksgiving spirit. He seems to attain his maturity. I had a great time with him and his wife, and finally said goodbye. See you again, each other. This became the last time to see him. After that, something disastrous happened in his lungs. The medical staff could not do anything. Lawrence was dying. His wife wrote me a long letter describing about the last stage of Larry at the hospital. According to his wife, Larry was in full of thanksgiving, which was amazed by the doctors and nurses. His thankful spirit penetrated into the hospital and the staff. I wonder how he could be thankful in the difficult and painful situations. It is easy for us to be thankful toward good things happen to us. But it is not, as you know, it is not easy for us to be thankful toward all things happen, including bad things in our lives. But Paul said, God said, give thanks in all all circumstances. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Give thanks in all things. Giving thanks in all circumstances is not easy, because we have had good things as well as the bad, painful, unhappy, sorrowful things we do not want to remember. But if we can say thank you to our whole lives, including bad things, then we would be really person filled with thanksgiving. That is what God intend in the words of Paul: give thanks in all things, all circumstances. In order to be thankful person, we need a certain spiritual discipline. We tend to dichotomize our good memories and the bad memory. Yes, we tend to dichotomize. But we should acknowledge our whole life, whole beings, as a gift from God. Because of that, we are who we are. I'm sure Lily accepted his life, whole life, with good things and bad things, and he realized that his whole life was a gift from God. He certainly understood that by the grace of God, he was who he was. The spirit of Okage-sama de transformed Larry to be thankful person in the most difficult situation, and also transformed the community of the hospital. Literally, he penetrated into the hospital, transformed the community of the hospital. His wife Suzuko told me in her letters, saying, "Listen, my husband is a saint." Wow, what a compliment from a wife. So far, I haven't heard such a word from my wife. "You're saying." Briefly, lastly, the spirit of Okage-sama generates commitment to act. Please listen to Paul. "His grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them." He said, "I am the least of the apostles, but here I worked harder than any of other apostles, though it was not I, but by the grace of God that is with me." Paul said, "I am the least of the apostles." At the same time, he said, "I am work harder than any of the other apostles." His spirit, Okage-sama de, powerfully generated his commitment to act. Grace made him a servant to serve for God and the people. Please notice, grace and act go together always. In the same way as Paul, once we acknowledge Okage-sama de, by the grace of God, I am who I am, then we are also compelled by the grace of God to commit ourselves to God and to serve for Christ and his kingdom. Friend, because of the grace of God and the goodness of kindness, our brothers and sisters, we can confess that we are who we are at the end of this year, 2018. If brain continue to be generated by the spirit of Okage Samade, then brain is becoming a powerful community. By the grace of God, we are being a humble community. We are being a thankful community, and we are being a commitment to act community. Our humble, thankful commitment spirit generated by Okage Samade is so powerful so that the Spirit of Christ may penetrate into other community. Let us pray. Our gracious God, thank you for your precious presence with us this morning. We acknowledge that by your grace, we are what we are. So we respond to your grace by our commitment to act. Help us to continue to be humble and to be thankful so that we may share with others that you are the God of Emmanuel, who is with us, loving and caring us. In the name of Jesus Christ.